有一天呢，有一个美国人呢遇到一个北韩来的人。
One day, an American encountered a fellow from North Korea.
然后这个美国人呢就笑这个北韩的人，他说：“你们北韩人没有言论的自由。”
The American kind of jittered the North Korean for not having the freedom to protest.
那么这个北韩人呢就说。为什么你这样子讲呢
？The North Koreans countered, "Why do you say so?"
这个美国人呢就很自豪地说，我们美国人呢可以站在白宫的门前呢骂美国总统奥巴马。
The Americans said proudly that we Americans can stand in front of the White House and criticize our President Obama.
这个北韩人就笑一笑。
The North Korean smiled.
他说呢，他说呢，我们北韩人呢，也可以站在这个我们的广场，就是金日成的广场面前骂美国总统奥巴马。
But the North Korean smiled. He smiled and he said that we North Koreans as well.Can stand in our presidential square, the Kim Il Sung Square, and criticize your president Obama.
其实呢，在一个集权的国家呢，你就发现呢，连他们表现他们的感情的勇气呢，他们都没有。
In an authoritarian society, you find out that it's actually difficult for them to have courage.To express their emotions.
但是呢，我们是神的儿女，却不是这样子的。
But it's that's not the case for God's children.
我们可以很坦白的把我们内心的感情呢告诉神。
We can express our innermost feelings to God in a very honest way.
就是你内心里面希望投诉神呢，你也可以。
Even if you want to complain to God, it's okay to do so.
只要我们很老实地告诉神的时候呢，我们相信呢，我们的神呢不会不高兴的。
Our God will not be displeased with us as long as we are honest with Him.
出埃及记的背景呢，就是以色列人呢已经寄居在埃及里面呢，超过400年了。
The background for the book of Exodus started with the Israelites living in Egypt as foreigners.
那么最后的年日呢，就是埃及皇呢去逼迫这些以色列人。
And at the end, the King Pharaoh of Egypt oppressed the Israelites.
他们呢，连生孩子的权利呢也没有了。
He even took away the Israelites' rights to have children.
就是在这个时候呢，耶和华神呢就向摩西去显现。
At this very same moment, the Lord God appeared to Moses.
摩西第一个反应呢，就是不要找我了，你找其他人呢。
Moses' first reaction was, "Please do not contact me. Contact someone else."
神就告诉他，我为你预备你哥哥亚伦成为你的好像你讲话帮你讲话一样，你代表我去找这个法老王呢。
But God told Moses that I have prepared your older brother Aaron to be your spokesperson to talk to King Pharaoh.
那么呢，第五章我们上次讲到了，就是摩西的确是去到法老面前呢，就请求他让以色列人离开。
And last week in couple weeks ago in chapter 5, we did talk about Moses approaching King Pharaoh and pleaded with Pharaoh to let the Israelites go.
最后呢，法老没有听摩西的请求，反而呢，逼迫这些以色列人更厉害。
However, Pharaoh did not listen to pleas from Moses. Instead, he further oppressed his Israelites.
这个呢，就是摩西侍奉神的第一个经验。
And that was Moses' first experience in terms of serving God.
最近在一个退休会里面呢，有一个弟兄，他呢希望将来呢可以做一个宣教士，他就问我了。
In a recent retreat, a brother who wanted to be a missionary in the future approached me.
他说, 牧师, 当人奉献给神的时候, 是不是会给魔鬼攻击的?
He said, Pastor, if I dedicate myself to the Lord, would I be attacked by Satan?
我不想吓怕这个弟兄, 但是我还是老实地告诉他, 是的。
I didn't want to scare him, but I told him the truth, and I said yes.
我相信呢, 这些事情不但只发生在, 摩西身上, 也发生在很多神的工人的身上。
I believe these occurrences not just happening to Moses, but also to many of God's co-workers.
摩西面对第一次失败的时候呢, 他的反应是什么呢?
What was Moses' reaction when he first experienced failure?
他第一个反应呢, 就是很坦白的向神申诉。
His first reaction was to complain honestly to God.
5:22节呢, 讲到摩西回到耶和华那里。
Verse 22 of chapter 5 started with Moses returned to the Lord.
其实呢, 摩西呢, 有很多缺点的。
Actually, there are many deficiencies with Moses.
他是一个很冲动的人。
He's a very impulsive person.
这个就是为什么他会见到人家欺负以色列人的时候呢, 他把这个人打死。
And that was the reason why when he saw an Israelite being a Jew being picked on, that he went ahead and killed the person.
还有呢, 其实他对神的信心也没有很大。
And actually his faith was not that strong either.
神向他显现, 他还是不愿意去。
That he would not do what God asked him to do, even though God appeared to him.
但是他有一个好处,
but he had one strength.
就是呢, 当他遇到困难的时候呢, 就是他不满意神呢, 他还是回到神面前去告诉他。
That when he encountered difficulties, even though he may be dissatisfied with God, he would still come back to God.
这个可能是我们应该学习的, 一个态度。
This is one attitude worthy of our copy.
就是呢, 当我们对神有疑问的时候, 我们不了解, 不明白, 甚至你觉得很痛苦的时候, 你回到神面前去告诉他。
So when we have doubts about our God, when we're experiencing difficulties, when we're suffering because of God, we need to come back to God.
你知道圣经里面其实有很多人是这样子的。
You know, there were many people in the Bible who had such experiences.
包括先知约拿、亚摩斯，他们都是这样子来到神的面前。
Including prophets Job and Amos, they all came back to God.
但是呢，我想最出名的人呢是耶利米。
I think the most famous one perhaps was Jeremiah.
耶利米20章第7节里面呢, 如果你看英文呢, 你就看见, 这句话的意思。
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verse 7, if you look at the English version, you'll see exactly what he meant.
因为呢, 如果我把英文翻出来呢, 他的意思就是, 耶和华, 你骗我, 而且我受你所骗。
Because the direct translation from English, spoken by Jeremiah was that you deceived me, Lord, and I was deceived.
的确这个是原文的意思。
This indeed was the original meaning.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当你在挣扎, 在你在困难当中, 我们不需要仗着一个好像没有事情发生一样。
So brothers, if you are truly struggling, if you are truly in difficult situations, we don't have to pretend like nothing's happening.
圣经鼓励我们呢, 他说, 希伯来书4章16节, 讲到我们只管坦然无惧来到世人的, 宝座前, 为要得连续, 蒙恩惠, 做随时的帮助。
The Bible encourages, as spoken by Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
你知道为什么我相信这句话?
Do you know why I believe in this verse?
因为连主耶稣他在十字架上面的时候, 他也这样子问父神, 他说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
And even when our Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross, he asked the question, my Lord, why do you desert me?
所以如果主耶稣神的儿子他自己也是这样子做的时候, 我们也可以把我们心里面的感情, 包括我们的疑问, 包括我们对神的投诉, 可以来到神面前告诉他。
So therefore, even though God's own begotten Son can have such doubts, there's no question that we can also, during times of struggle, come before God and express our complaints.
因为你看摩西对神的投诉的时候呢, 其实呢是一个很, 一点不轻的, 很严重的一个投诉。
Actually, if you look at when Moses was complaining to God, it was not a trivial complaint. It was actually a pretty severe one.
5章22节的开始的时候, 摩西说主啊, 你为什么苦待着百姓信?
Because in Moses' complaint, he started out by saying, Oh Lord, why have you brought trouble upon this people?
苦待这个字呢, 就是邪恶的动词。
So the word trouble in its in the it's actually the verb form of the adjective evil.
所以呢，摩西他很简单的告诉神，你是恶，你是邪恶的。So
simplistically speaking, Moses was basically telling God that he's evil.
这个其实我们可以了解摩西为什么这样子讲。
I think we can understand why Moses spoke in such a way.
因为神是我们说神是第一恩第一因, 就是他是所有事情发生的原因嘛。
Because we know that God is the first being and therefore he is the origin of all occurrences.
所以每一件事情其实 都是神要不然就是神的旨意要不然就是神允许这个事情发生。
So everything that happens is either according to God's will or it's because of his permission, so they happen.
所以神有这个能力去防止这个痛苦发生在以色列人身上, 但是他没有做什么事情, 所以神就是邪恶的神了。
Because certainly God had authority to stop the suffering from happening to the Israelite people, but he did not do anything.
第二个投诉呢, 是 摩西第二句话，就是为什么你打发我去呢？
And the second complaint is actually in the second part of that verse is this why you sent me?
所以呢，你看，其实摩西他的意思就是你打发我去，是不是就是为了害这些以色列人呢？
In other words, what Moses was complaining to God was is the reason why you sent me. Is to bring trouble on these people.
所以呢，神，摩西觉得呢，神是戏弄他。
So Moses felt like God was taking advantage of him.
所以呢，其实，有的时候呢，我们也遇到同一样的经历。
And sometimes we have similar experiences.
你听从神，反而你面对的困难更多。
Sometimes you encounter greater difficulties after you obey God.
你在同学面前, 告诉他, 我是一个基督徒啊, 你告诉他圣经的原则是怎么样, 反而呢, 给这些同学呢, 去排斥你。
So sometimes you may confess to your classmates that you're a Christian and share with them the biblical principles, yet they turn their back on you.
你在教会侍奉的时候，反而呢，你发现，你在家里面吵架的机会更多。And
you may find that there's more opportunities for arguments after you start serving in church.
还有呢，就是你信了耶稣以后，你在家里面发生很多不顺利的事情。And
there may be times when you have things going against you after you believe in Jesus.
这个就是我们觉得神，你是不是？ 戏弄我们, 害我啊。
And so we would question whether God is taking advantage of us, is putting us in harm's way.
最后23节呢, 你就看见摩西第三个指控神的话。
And the third complaint from Moses came out in verse 23.
他是指控神呢，他没有守信用。
He complained to God that God was not being faithful.
那如果你念23节呢，你看见摩西把他的重点放在哪里？
If you read verse 23, you can see Moses' emphasis.
他说，自从我去见法老，奉你的名说话，他就苦待百姓，你一点没有拯救他们。
So Moses said in this verse that ever since he went to see Pharaoh, since God sent him, and then speak in God's name, then the Pharaoh has brought trouble upon the people, but yet God has done nothing to rescue the people.
其实摩西呢，他毫无保留地告诉神，他觉得神你是不守信用的。So
actually Moses in this instance was telling God without any reservation that God is unfaithful.
其实呢，从我看呢，从摩西去见法老到他面对以色列人的对他失去他的信心的时候，可能就是过了几天到一个礼拜的时间了。So
this whole duration from the time that Moses went to see Pharaoh to Israelites losing confidence in Moses probably lasted no more than a few days.
所以呢，我们人呢常常会投诉神的其中一个原因，就是我们没有办法从神的角度去看这个世界，还有看我们面前的环境。A
lot of times we complain to God about what He has done is because we are not able to see through God's eyes this entire world and how to face this environment through God's eyes.
其实你会发觉，当神解决一个事情的时候啊，他不单只是解决你的痛苦，他同时会解决很多有关的问题，是同一个时期解决的。What
happens is when God resolves an issue, He's not just resolving you from suffering, but He's also at the same time resolving many other issues.
所以当他要拯救以色列人的时候呢，同时他是惩罚这个埃及。So
what God was doing at the same time of rescuing the Israelites, He was punishing the Egyptians.
所以呢，他必须要等到所有事情到一个适合的情形底下，他才工作。And
that's why God was waiting for all things to come together in appropriate times before He'll finish His work.
虽然摩西这么重的投诉神，但是呢，神还是给他很温柔的回答。So
even though Moses expressed severe complaints against God, God still responded in a very gentle way.
其实神很多时候都是这样子，好像约拿他投诉神的时候呢，神没有骂他，还是很温柔的回答他。
And that's really God's nature. Typically, even though when people like Job complain severely to God, God still responded in a very gentle way.
是中哪投诉神，不是？哦，不是约伯，就中哪。OK，好好，所以你记得这个故事啊哈。所以第一样事情，神希望摩西做的就是你信我。
So the first thing that God wants Moses to do is to have faith in him.
6章第1节，耶和华对摩西说：“现在你必看见我向法老所行的事，使他应我的大能的手，容以色列人去，且把他们赶出他的地。”
In the first verse of chapter 6, it says that the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see that I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go, and because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country."
神说，现在我就要拯救以色列人。So
what God is saying here is now, the timing is now that I will rescue the Israelites.
其实我也常常埋怨神的。Actually,
the truth is I often complain to God.
我今天在主日学的时候我已经分享了，我不明白为什么神常常要我等呢？
I already shared this in this morning's Sunday school. I do not understand why God often asks me to wait.
他不可以早一点预备好了，那么我就不用担心了。为什么每一次都要等他呢？
Why couldn't God prepare things a little bit earlier so I don't have to worry as much? Why do I always have to wait for him?
但是呢，有一年呢，我做了一个决定。
So, but one year I made a decision.
我就是呢，把我的埋怨呢。 延迟.
So what I decided to do was to delay my complaints.
若神真的 screw up 了，就是 误事了，那么我才埋怨他。
So I decided that I will express my complaint after God has truly messed up.
所以呢，我这个其实是十多年前、二十年前我做的一个决定。
This was a decision I made. 10 plus maybe 20 years ago.
但是呢，我就发觉了，其实当我等候神，当我好像告诉自己，再等神一天呢，我就发觉神真的没有误事的。So
when I started telling myself to wait on God, just to wait one more day, my conclusion always is that God never messed up.
很多时候呢，就是我告诉自己。 真的忍不下去了，就在这个时候，我决定我多等神一次，那么这个事情就改变了。
A lot of times I would feel like I could not wait any longer. But however, if I make myself to wait just one more time, then the things begin to change.
6章1节里面神就说：“我现在就要拯救以色列人了，你可以信我多一次吗？”
And that's basically what verse 1 in chapter 6 is saying, is that now I'm ready to rescue the Israelites. Can you wait for me one more time?
6章2到3节呢, 神是希望摩西, 你来认识我。
And verses 2 and 3 in chapter 6 is when God wants Moses to get to know him better.
第二节他, 神再一次告诉他, 我是耶和华。
Verse 2, God told Moses one more time that he is the Lord.
耶和华的意思我们已经讲到，他是自由拥有的。
The Lord means I am who I am.
Okay. 还有呢，这讲到呢，他是所有事情发生的原因，也是控制历史的一个神。
And he is the origin of all occurrences, and he is the beginning of history.
但是呢，第三节呢，他讲到一句话呢，是很难理解的。
But there is a sentence in verse 3 that's difficult to comprehend.
就是呢，他说，亚伯拉罕，他们，第三节他说，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神，至于我的名耶和华，他们未曾知道。
Verse 3 says that I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them.
这个怎么可能呢?
How can this be possible?
因为亚伯拉罕呢，他当他受神试验的时候，献以撒这个事情呢，他最后把这个地方改名为耶和华以勒，所以他怎么可能不知道神的名字就是耶和华呢？
So when Abraham was going through trial and when he was getting ready to sacrifice Isaac, how could he not know what the Lord is like?
The name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord.
怎么可能他不知道他就是你知道英文 the Lord 这个字就是耶和华 Jehovah 的意思了。So
the word the Lord means Jehovah.
因为呢他们不会直接的 称呼神的名字，所以英文圣经每一次原文是耶和华的时候呢，它都是会用 the Lord 去 翻译出来。Because
they cannot call on the Lord's name directly, and therefore when Jehovah is being referred to, the word the Lord is being used instead.
所以呢，我的意思就是，怎么可能亚伯拉罕不知道神的名字就是耶和华？
So how is it possible that Abraham does not know that the name for Jehovah is the Lord.
原因就是因为知道这个字的意思呢是包括在经验上面的认识。
So the reason is because when they speak of knowing Jehovah, it also means in an experiential way.
所以呢，其实亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们是接受神的应许了，但是他没有经历这个应许的实现。
Well, so what that means is, even though Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have received God's promises, but they have not experienced the receiving of the materialization of the promises.
但是呢，摩西快要见到神这个应许的实现。
But however, Moses is getting close to seeing the God's promises being fulfilled.
所以他马上就可以经验到，就是认识耶和华，是从前他亚伯拉罕他们不能做到的。
And therefore, Moses is very close to knowing Jehovah or experiencing Jehovah like Abraham was not able to do previously.
你认不认识耶和华？
Do you know Jehovah?
耶和华是不是你爸爸妈妈的神呢？
Is the Lord the same God as your parents?
在你心目中，耶和华是一个怎么样的一个神呢？
In your own mind, what kind of God is our Lord?
他好像一个圣诞老人，就是常常给礼物给小孩的吗？
Is he like a Santa Claus who disperses gifts to children all the time?
还是他是一个医生，你每一次生病你就去找他呢？
Or is he more like a doctor that we go to whenever we need healing?
有些人觉得神呢，就是一个好像一个退休的老人坐在一个摇椅上面，什么事情都不做的。
And sometimes people may think God is like a retired old man sitting in a rocking chair who doesn't do anything.
但是神说我是耶和华。
But God said, I am the Lord.
我是自由拥有的。
I am who I am.
我是创造天地万物全能的神呢。
I'm the Almighty God who created all things in the world.
还有我是掌管这个历史的神。
I am the one reigning over history.
你相信耶和华吗？
Do you believe in the Lord?
去年选举呢，我是非常失望。
I was very disappointed with last year's election results.
这个不是因为我们选哪一个总统。
It's not because which president got elected.
这个是因为我们明州呢没有通过立法，就是婚姻是一男一女的。
It's actually more because the state of Minnesota did not pass the constitution to have marriage defined as one man and one woman.
所以呢，在这个事情过后以后呢，我就其实很失望。
So therefore, I was very disappointed afterwards.
本来呢，我是留意每一个新闻呢，有关这个同性恋的婚姻的问题的，我都会去看的。
Before that, I paid a lot of attention to conversations around homosexual marriage.
我也会为这些事情会祷告。
And I prayed a great deal for these things.
但是现在呢，我就没有。
But I have not done so.
连呢下个礼拜，其实呢，最高法院呢会听审这个加州这个法律是不是和这个宪法，我都没有去为这个事情祷告。
So even for example, next week the Supreme Court will have a hearing on the constitutionality of I guess the gay marriage in California. I have not spent any time on praying for that.
因为我觉得呢，我的神呢斗不过这些同性恋的支持者。
Because I feel like my God cannot win against the supporters of homosexual marriage.
其实我没有经历，没有认识耶和华是这个全能的神。
But that's because I have not experienced the Lord as an Almighty God.
神告诉摩西，我是耶和华，你认识我吗？
So the God is saying to Moses, I am the Lord. Do you know me?
我北 法老更大。
I'm greater than King Pharaoh.
最后神邀请摩西，他说你仰望我。
And then finally, God invited Moses to look upon him.
从第四到第八节里面呢，神是告诉他，我是一个守信的神呢。
In verses 4 through 8, God tells Moses that I'm a faithful God.
第四节呢，他讲到了我跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约是坚定的。
In verse 4, God tells Moses that he has established a firm covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
第八节呢，他说我起誓，我起，我发誓，就是这个，其实原文呢就是讲到神举手，所以呢就是一个动作，他就是发誓，就是呢他跟以色列人所立的约呢是一定会发生的。
And in verse 8, God told Moses that he had sworn with uplifted hand that the covenant that he has established with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be fulfilled.
他们一定会得到迦南地，他们一定会离开埃及的。
He promised them that they will leave Egypt and they will receive the land of Canaan as possession.
他问摩西，你可不可以仰望我的应许呢？
He asked Moses to have hope on his promise.
所以神的回答就是你要信我，你要认识我，你要仰望我。
So God's response to Moses was, you have to believe in me, and you have to know me, and you have to have your hope on me.
你知道为什么神这样子要求摩西？
Do you know why God had such a request for Moses?
因为他神要求摩西，你要回去跟这些以色列人讲。
Because God wants Moses to go back and tell the Israelites.
第七节他说，我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。所以呢，他要求以色列人要信他。后来 ，OK， go ahead.
In verse 7, God says that I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. So He wants the Israelites to have faith in Him.
所以呢，他继续他讲，你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神。所以他要以色列人去认识神。
And then he says that, then you will know that I'm the Lord your God. So he wants the Israelites to know him.
最后他说，要救你们脱离埃及人的重担的，所以他要以色列人去仰望神。
And then finally he says that he will bring the Israelites out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. So he wants the Israelites to have hope on him.
你作为一个领袖的时候，你必须要自己相信你所讲的话。
As a leader, you must believe in your own saying.
这个就是为什么做父母这么困难呢？
And that's why it's very difficult to be parents.
你常常告诉你的这些小孩，不要等到明天交功课的时候，今天才做。
And you always tell your children not to wait till last minute to do your homework.
但是我们常常都是这样子，四月十五号就要交税了，但是你十四号还没预备好。
But we often are like that, that even though the 15th of April is a tax day, we're still preparing our taxes on the 14th.
这些都是小事情呢。
These are minor instances.
你没有做一个好榜样，可能影响他不会太大。
If you are not a good example, you're not going to be a good influence on him.
但是刚刚我们讲到，你要信神、认识神、仰望神。如果我们做父母都没有做得到的时候，你怎么期望你的儿女能够做得到？
So earlier we talked about having faith in God, knowing God, and have hope on God. If as parents we cannot be good examples, how can we expect our children to be that way?
最后我们来看，就是摩西从他的投诉到他的成功。
And now we'll look at how Moses went from complaining to being successful.
其实摩西他的成功就是在乎他愿意凭信心踏出一步。
And when I say Moses' success, I'm talking about the fact that he's willing to take his first step based on faith.
其实如果你看第九节的时候呢，你就会发现呢，神告诉摩西你要怎么做， 他就好了，我再做一次，然后他就去告诉以色列人，想不到以色列人就不听他，不听他的时候呢，他又回来埋怨神了。
So it's like verse 9. God asked Moses to go tell the Israelites one more time. So Moses said, okay, fine, I will go tell the Israelites one more time. But it's expected the Israelites did not listen to him, so he came back and returned to God to complain.
所以到十到十二节的时候，神说啊，那你现在去见法老的时候呢，摩西就说，哎，我是一个十二节，他说法老怎么肯听我这绝口笨舌的人呢？
So later on, when God asked Moses to go see and talk to the Pharaoh, the Moses did not want to do so.Hesitated because he told God that he has. How can he do that with faltering lips?
其实我希望大家去了解的，摩西的成功不是因为他的信心很大，其实他信心跟我们一样，都是不是很大的。
What I want to help you understand is that Moses became successful not because he had a lot more faith. His faith was not any stronger than ours.
其实摩西也希望我们了解，只是他的背景呢是一个没有什么很伟大的背景的，都是一个很普通的一个人。
What Moses is expressing here is that in his own background, he was not given a great deal of strength. Instead, he had a very average.Ordinary background, just like all of us.
这个就是为什么呢？他在第六章的时候呢，突然间呢，把从十三到二十七节里面，把他跟他哥哥的家谱放在中间。
And that's the reason that all of a sudden he inserted the family record of himself and his brother Aaron in the middle of the chapter.
他是从利未支派出来的。
He came out of the clans of Levi.
利未是神是雅各的第三儿子。
Levi was the third son by Jacob.
如果你看创世纪的时候，你了解的头三个儿子都是神所惩罚的。
惩罚的
都是 punished 的。Okay.
If you look at the book of Genesis, you can tell that the first three sons of Jacob were all punished by God.
所以呢。所以他不是从这些神所祝福的，好像犹大或者约瑟这些支派出来的。
So he did not come out of the tribes of Judah or Joseph, the ones that have been blessed by God.
我是想他，我们了解的时候，他的出身，他的背景是一个很普通，可以说没有什么我们会羡慕的一个背景。
So what Moses is expressing here is that his background, his birthrights, if you will, are very ordinary, nothing that we can be envious about.
那么他成功的地方是什么？
So what was his area of success?
他成功的地方就是在七章的第六节。
And the reason he was successful is recorded in verse 6 of chapter 7.
就是耶和华怎样吩咐他们，他们就照样行。
And in verse 6 it said that Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them.
其实这个就是神希望我们做的。
And that's exactly what God wants us to do.
当我们讲到我们的信心的时候，我们不是讲到你很将来的事情，你要对这些事情有信心。
So when we're talking about faith, it's not that we have to have faith.In future events that are about to happen.
神只希望当他感动你，提醒你面前的一步的时候，你有信心去回应，踏出这一步。
But what God really wants is that that we have the faith to take the next step when He is reminding us what we need to do in the very next step, the very near future.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是蛮有恩典的。
Because you are a God of grace.
当我们投诉，当我们埋怨的时候，你还是很温柔的去回答我们。
When we complain, you respond gently.
愿意我们找跟我们的这个救恩来到你的面前。
And may we based our footsteps on your grace, your salvation grace.
帮助我们，就是每一次你提醒我们的时候，我们愿意多走一步。
That every time that we're willing to take an extra step when we are reminded by you.
当我们踏出第一步的时候，我们就会见到神你的计划，你的信息。
That when we take our first step, that we can see your plan, we can see your message for us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer and praying in Jesus' name.
Amen.